what I get. I've come to expect it from you. I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should.
Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Messages coming in from around the world on the death of Pope Francis. King Charles says he and the Queen are deeply saddened. Australia's Prime Minister giving thanks for the life of the Holy Father. Vice President J.D. Vance issuing a statement saying his heart goes out to the millions of Christians around the world who loved him. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Rome with more on Vance's meeting with the Pope over the weekend.
Pope Francis met privately with Vice President J.D. Vance, who was visiting Rome during Holy Week with his family. The Vatican Press Office says the two met for several minutes and exchanged Easter greetings. In a post on X, the vice president writing in part, quote, "It was an honor to be in Rome on this Holy Week."
In New York, ABC News contributor Father James Martin.
He celebrated Easter with the faithful, and now he celebrates Easter in heaven with Jesus Christ. The timing is pretty remarkable.
Pope Francis was 88 and had recently been hospitalized for more than a month with pneumonia. This is ABC News. The Trump administration calling on the Supreme Court to reverse course after the justices temporarily blocked the deportation of a group of migrants under that 18th century wartime act the White House has been using. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington.
Earlier this month, in a separate 5-4 decision, the court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act, but said non-citizens must be given reasonable time to challenge their removal before being deported. Now, just weeks later, the court halting the deportations in a 7-2 vote, saying the standard may not have been met.
An Israeli investigation into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics in Gaza last month by Israeli forces, blaming professional failures for the mistake. A deputy commander has also been fired over it. Stores selling secondhand clothing, shoes, and accessories are poised to benefit from the Trump administration's trade war, even as global businesses race to avoid the damage. The president's tariffs are expected to drive up new clothing costs, since nearly all new clothing is imported. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
What's the best way to refresh your spring wardrobe? Easy. Just come into Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends and styles. They know how to find the looks, fits, and sizes that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist and walk out with a whole new spring wardrobe at 20% off. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has concerns about funding cuts coming from the Trump administration. Rothman told lawmakers at the Capitol last week several research fields like Alzheimer's, diabetes, and agriculture could be impacted. The liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court upholds the Governor Evers' so-called 400-year veto. Republican lawmakers sent Evers a budget with a per-student increase ending with the 2024-25 school years. Evers altered the end date to 24-25. The court in a 4-3 ruling rejected a challenge to Evers' veto. And this week's NFL draft is expected to bring a major economic impact to the Green Bay area. On Wisconsin Eye's Newsmakers program, Mayor Eric Genrich says it's a great opportunity to show off the city and the entire state, as people will have to come in from all parts of Wisconsin. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
O'Galley Cheese has that perfect Mother's Day gift for your mom. Stop in and browse our large selection of luxurious hand creams, fragrant candles, or elegant jewelry. O'Galley Cheese can also help you arrange a unique wine, cheese, and chocolate basket for your mom. Gift certificates are available in any amount you want. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Spring cleaning isn't just for clutter. Let Benjamin Franklin Plumbing take care of your appliances. From water heater replacement or repair to advanced water filtration installation, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is here to provide a worry-free summer for you and your family. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com to schedule. You can count on the punctual plumbers, where your comfort and safety come first. Book now. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few clouds and a little breezy this morning, mostly sunny and becoming less windy this afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today. Tonight we'll drop down to 37. It'll be clear in the evening, but some showers likely after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high right around 60. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had a mile all she can bear, a suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere.
See you.
shut his life down. So he takes out that old airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never found. On the road where the night is black. On the road where you don't look back. There's a white line in the distance. Where it's going, nobody knows. If it's
Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee. Rusted automobile. Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Car. Any appointment, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. City of New Orleans.
you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Don Gibson, Sea of Heartbreak here on the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Do have some areas of rain. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s across the region this hour. We'll have our ag weather forecast. Rain going to stick around here a little bit for the first half of the week. Also, Rod Bain is in as well. He'll be in our Newsmakers segment talking about the 4-H National Conference. It was a working conference. We'll have more on that here coming up. The Dairy Foundation is taking applicants for the next round of grant requests to support new programs in the dairy industry. Grants of up to $10,000 will be awarded to programs that build the skills of students or dairy producers or increase public trust in the people and products of dairy that are available for organizations across the country. Now, the application deadline is June 1st for this, and applications will be reviewed by a independent grant selection committee. Dairy Foundation grants can be sent to info@dairyfoundation.org. Again, that's info@dairyfoundation.org. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Curtis Bousma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California. Curtis, a lot of eyes are on dairy product demand right now as the spring flush begins. Exports are strong due to globally low U.S. prices, but are suspect due to the Trump tariff tit-for-tat and the falling U.S. dollar. We got a look at February and USDA's latest dairy supply and utilization report. What were the takeaways?
When we look at the four core dairy commodities that make up pretty much all of milk pricing and everything that goes into your milk check, I mean, we're talking cheese, butter, dry whey, and non-fat. On the dry whey and non-fat, those are the two ones, since we do export a pretty significant amount of what we produce, they're more of an area of concern. But from a pricing perspective, we are the most competitive globally right now for cheese and butter. So you expect to see exports pick up. However, we don't necessarily have all of the channels set up, whether that's due to just the spec of whatever we make or lack of demand for specific things to move cheese and butter internationally. But yeah, looking at the supply and utilization report here, we have been kind of facing some headwinds in terms of domestic demand, which is typically the big carrier for both cheese and butter. So with that, that has been a little bit of a challenge for cheese. Butter domestic demand still holding in relatively steady. But again, I think the thing that's going to really move the price one way or the other is going to be that export demand. And right now that's quite questionable given everything that's going on.
We're also going to see an increased amount of product being produced as milk is coming on strong. There's additional cheese making capacity online right now. That doesn't bode well ahead.
Yeah, it definitely creates some challenges. I think you could make the case that a lot of these newer cheese plants were built to also tap into the whey supply chain there. The demand for these higher protein whey derivatives has been seemingly insatiable, but a pretty good segment of that demand is, you know, international. And if we're unable to send the product to other places because of tariffs or other trade concerns, then that definitely puts a dent in that. But I think it's all important to kind of think of this in terms of timelines too, because a lot of these plants that have come online, initially, they're not manufacturing the higher value whey products. They're kind of starting with a baseline of making commodity grade dry whey, which has obviously been kind of slumping that market. We've seen over the last handful of months a lot of downward pressure there. So we could start to see some of that stuff come together over time, but it's, again, it's about the timeline of when these things can actually move is always a lot slower than you want it to be.
Thank you. Curtis Bousma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Failure is uncomfortable, even downright painful sometimes. As a result, it is often looked upon as something to be avoided at all costs. The truth is, failures can provide an abundance of opportunities, even miracles.
Step one is acknowledging the mistake. Accept your responsibility in the failure.
Step two is, what do I need to do differently so that this never happens again? Step three is to make the adjustment. Sometimes a simple change, and sometimes it may require altering a habit.
Step four is to move on. Mistakes happen to everyone. Apply these four steps and harvest your miracles.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. More on USDA's April outlook on dairy products.
We reduced our import forecast, so that's lower butter imports. And then skim solids basis exports, we lowered by 3 billion pounds, and that's primarily lower exports of whey and non-fat dry milk, recognizing that China is a big market for whey from the U.S., and there are retaliatory tariffs in place. And with those lower exports, we have higher domestic availability of those products on a skim solids basis.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, and I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to find without saying no word? And walks back into my life like it's all gonna be all right. Don't you know how much it hurts?
We'll make the same. believe. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. A movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie. And then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Buck Owens and Act Naturally here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Rain in 37 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Thursday. At the Mercantile Exchange this morning, May milk steady at 18.30, June up 13 to 17.56, July steady at 17.90, August up 7 at 18.35. Cheese markets Thursday were mixed. Barrels down 3.5 to 184. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 183.5. 7 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 235 and a quarter. 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 117 and a quarter. 3 trades. Dry whey up 3 quarters to 48 and a quarter. 4 trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called higher as traders had the extra day to assess the cattle on feed report with Friday's holiday. The report could be considered somewhat neutral and may not have had much influence on the market here today. Hogs held on to higher prices Thursday but may extend the gains today due to larger cutout increases in the price. Now, again, placements in the cattle on feed report were higher than analysts' expectations, but cattle marketed were also higher than expected. That leaves the report mostly neutral. Ongoing demand will be the determining factor for cattle prices moving forward. April live cattle opens the day at 209.82, June 204.07, August 200.12. May feeder cattle open at 286.85, August 290.87, September 289.57. May hogs open at 90.40, June 98.02, July at 98.10. Chicago Board of Trade grain markets are higher to begin the week on planting delays and excessive moisture in some of the SRW areas as well. Now, new economic data releases this week include the U.S. leading indicators today. Also, new home sales and the Fed Beige Book all on Wednesday. Jobless claims and durable goods on Thursday and consumer sentiment will be released on Friday. Early this morning, at May and July, corn both up 3.75. May at 486, July 494. September, a new crop up 1.75. September at 416.25. December, 467.75. May beans up 3.75 to 1040.25. July and August up 3. July at 1050.75. August, 1047.75. New crop up 2.75 to 1035.25. May soybean meal up 60 cents to 296.20, while May soybean oil up 32 cents to 48.19. Chicago wheat, May and July both up 2. May at 550.75, July at 564.25. Minneapolis wheat, May steady at 606.25, July up 1.75 to 621. Energy markets this morning, May crude oil down $1.52 to 63.16. June down $1.51 to 62.50. May and June gas both down 4 cents. May at 206. June at 205. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 432, May 434, June 438, new crop 406. Cash beans 957, May 962, June 963, new crop 943.
Big River Resources Boyceville cash and May corn 448.5, June 452.5, new crop 416.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 449, May 453, June 459, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 432, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 437, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 947. Red Wing Grains cash corn 452, May 456, June 461, new crop at 427. Cash beans at 997, May at 999, June 1009, new crop 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 428, May 430, new crop 410, cash beans 961, May 965, new crop 460. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 191 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 198, market cows 114 to 145, bulls 146 to 186, calves 230 to 1250, beef steers at 220 to 330, Holstein steers at 70 to 295. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs, 295 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 170 and down, and bucks at 120 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 197 to 213, finished dairy steers at 185 to 202.50, market cows 115 to 134, market bulls 158 to 195. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 50 to 89, light sows 40.50 to 48.50, heavy sows 46 to 48.50. Four markets, we're at 10 to 18. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Been in the wind, love, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac.
the radio.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The National 4-H Conference is described by some as a, quote, working conference, unquote. And why is that? Rod Bain explains.
It's an annual April tradition in the nation's capital region. The visit of representatives from across the U.S. and its territories participating in the National 4-H Conference.
This year's theme, which was selected by the delegates, is stronger ties, deeper roots, and empowered leaders.
That's National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director Jay Hamby. NIFA oversees 4-H programming, including the annual conference, one that has as storied a history as the National 4-H organization.
This is our flagship event, and NIFA hosts it. We're proud to host it. Its origins span nearly a century now, going all the way back to 1927. And early on, it was referred to as the Secretary's Conference. Going all the way back to 1927, those first conferences were actually held on the mall, and the conference attendees stayed in tents.
And while the Agriculture Department complex is site of some of the activities annually held as part of the conference,
we're going to be proud to host them on our apron right outside of the Whitten Building, welcome them to our USDA headquarters. Later into the week, that Career Exploration Expo, where they'll have the chance to look at all the careers that support the agricultural industry.
The best way that Hamby and others have described this multi-day event is a working conference.
It brings together students from all 50 states, U.S. territories, as well as tribal lands to work together in a shared service-oriented hands-on activity. And I think that's what sets 4-H Conference apart from many other youth leadership conferences. Students will assemble in 22, as we frame them, roundtable groups to address questions from our federal partners, ranging from NASA, DOE, Department of Energy, and the Smithsonian, all the way to the House and Senate Ag Committees to address societal challenges as well as opportunities to get a youth perspective on those. And all of that culminates into a youth perspective briefing that are provided back to our federal partners that are participating.
But beyond the conference and the roundtable, Hamby says the most lasting part of this annual event is relationships.
And while working together, forging those lifelong points of interconnectivity that all 50 states, U.S. territories, our tribal lands, they're going to have the chance to create personal and professional networks that they will carry with them throughout their lives.
More details about the National 4-H organization and events such as the National 4-H Conference can be found online at www.4-H.org. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The rain will continue in our ag weather forecast as showers will continue throughout the day today. Now that storm system will begin to move off to the east later on tonight. Will begin to bring us some decreasing clouds, but it still looks like clouds are going to be sticking around here into Tuesday, and we'll have another chance of showers with another upper-level disturbance. By midweek, things begin to clear out and warm up. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today with showers possible. Highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Northwest winds at 13 to 18. We'll see anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight's becoming clear with a slight chance of rain showers late. Lows 33 to 38. Relative humidities at 84 to 89%. West winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the south at 5 to 10. For Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers. Highs 53 to 58. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Anywhere from 5/100ths to a 10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, high 65 to 70. Thursday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, high 65 to 70. By Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. By Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Get the most from your vegetable garden by adding mulch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Inexpensive mulches, such as shredded leaves, provide many benefits as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Give your homegrown vegetables a boost by putting down mulch. A blanket of organic mulch will help regulate soil temperatures, smother weeds, conserve moisture, reduce soil erosion, and can reduce the amount of disease organisms that might splash up from the soil. It also makes the garden look nice. Rebecca Kranz is an Extension Consumer Horticulture Educator at Michigan State University. She says there are several options that work well in vegetable gardens.
We definitely suggest shredded leaves, steering away from black walnut, but any other type is good. They need to be shredded. That allows enough air and they don't turn into a moldy clump. Pine needles are great, especially if you have a local source. For some of the larger vegetables, you could use like moistened newspaper covered with straw.
Shredded bark can also be used, but she recommends that larger wood chips be put down in pathways. If you use grass clippings, be sure 6 weeks have passed since weed killers were used on the lawn. When you apply the mulch depends on whether you're planting transplants or seed.
Transplants, the little seedlings, right after you plant them and you've watered them in very well, you can apply 3 inches of mulch, making sure that it's not up against the main stem of the plant. Now, with something that you're direct seeding, you probably want to hold off on your mulch because you're applying another layer for that seed to go through. And we'd suggest that you wait until your seedlings emerge.
Biodegradable mulch material serves the garden again at the end of the season. Chop it up and till it in to add organic matter to the soil. Find more tips on mulching the veggie garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.